Well, here's where we are this Sunday lunchtime with the COVID-19 pandemic across the country. Two counties, Dublin and Donegal, are both at level three of the government's plan for living with COVID. An additional 248 cases were confirmed yesterday, with 42% or 104 of those in the capital. 37 of the cases were in Donegal. The National Public Health Emergency Team continues to monitor a number of other counties with high incidence rates, including Cork, Galway, Wicklow, Kildare and Louth, all currently on level two. We're going to speak to people in three of those counties now, starting off with in Cork with Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who's GP and the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners. Dr. O'Connor, thanks very much for joining us on This Week. What have you been seeing yourself in terms of the rise of in cases in Cork? Doesn't seem like we have Dr. O'Connor there at the moment. Let's go to Louth instead, and we'll speak to Stuart Carolan, who runs the Morning Star pub in Tully Allen. Stuart, are you there? Good morning to you. Good afternoon.
I am. Good morning, Maggie. Thanks for having me on.
So you only reopened there 2 weeks ago, Saturday night last night. How was your Saturday night in the Morning Star?
Difficult, but we got through it. Hard work, but great to see customers back. And a little bit of life back in the place again.
Difficult in terms of what, Stuart?
Well, look, with these guidelines and rules that we have to put in place, you know, it's not nice to be constantly at customers who just really want to get out and relax and see their friends. But things have to be done in a certain way, and we have to make sure that people's health and safety is protected, you know.
So, I mean, apart from the difficulty, was it good to feel like you're back in business in some sort of a way?
Oh, absolutely, Maggie. Yeah, Monday. Now, we opened Monday the 24th, so it was fantastic to see, you know, our regulars that we hadn't seen in a long time. It was fantastic to see folk that had not seen each other. You know, we're a rural pub, and a lot of our clientele are, you know, farmers who, you know, had been elderly farmers who had been cocooning and hadn't been out of the house, so they hadn't seen each other. One gentleman told me that he hadn't seen anybody since the 13th of March, you know.
So he was delighted to be back. And what were your numbers like last night? Were you full in terms of the capacity that's allowed now in the so-called wet pubs?
No, the footfall is down, but, you know, that's to be expected. You know, I'd say there's an awful lot of people out there, you know, still very concerned about health and, you know, have been staying at home because they're afraid to leave their homes, you know. As I said, a lot of our clientele would be elderly folk. And, you know, some of them have said that they're going to see how things go for the first couple of weeks before they venture out.
Now, I understand that you spent a lot of money getting the pub ready to reopen. How much did you spend and what did you do?
Yeah, we spent a considerable amount of money. We had to, we decided to replace the furniture because a lot of our furniture was material, you know, furniture, and it would just be impossible to be sanitising. So we decided to replace all the furniture. We decided to put out some outdoor seating to increase the capacity that we could hold and to make sure that customers could sit safely and enjoy a pint. And then we put in, you know, a lot of screening and blinds at the bar so that people with the staff would be safe.
And how much did that all cost you?
Well, around €40,000 personal investment from myself and the family.
A lot of money. And how concerned are you now that you see Louth is now being watched, I suppose, by the National Public Health Emergency Team? If Louth goes to a level three like Donegal or a level three plus like Dublin, which would mean either no wet pubs or only takeout available, would you be able to continue your business?
Well, it's very concerning, Maggie. Like the fact of the matter was, on Tuesday, while placing the keg order and the stock order for the pub, we had been told that Louth possibly would go into lockdown on Friday. So you're spending money putting in stock, really not knowing if you're going to be open the weekend at all, you know. But you have to go ahead and you have to run the business as normal.
Okay, let's go back now to Dr. Nuala O'Connor. I think we have her back on the line now, GP in Cork. Dr. O'Connor, thanks for joining us. You're also the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners. What have you been seeing in your locality in terms of the rise of cases in the last week or two?
Okay, well, what we're definitely seeing is some more positives coming through. We went through a time sort of May, June, July, August when, you know, there was very little, we're getting no positives at all. And then in September, when the kids started to go back to school, we saw a huge rise in people ringing with symptoms and sending them for COVID tests. They were all coming back negative. But in the last week to 10 days, unfortunately, we're starting to get positives here in Cork.
And it's the rise in private household outbreaks, isn't it? The advice for people in counties like Cork, which are on the edge of moving up to a level of restricted movement, do you think that people are getting the message to try and limit their social gatherings?
I think there are a couple of things which I think people are confused about. This is definitely spreading among private gatherings at households. So things like communions, confirmations, birthday parties, retirement parties, any place where people gather together. This virus actually loves when people get together because that's when it gets a chance to spread. The other thing is, I think what people are missing the message about, if they develop symptoms, the most important thing is that they take themselves out of circulation. So even if they're not sure whether it's COVID or not, if you start to feel unwell in any way, you must not go to work. You must not send a child to school or crash. You take some time out, then you check the symptoms on the HSE website and then ring your GP. So when I, as a GP, talk to somebody and I tell them, yes, I think you meet the criteria for testing, I'm going to organise a test. Even though we're advising them, people seem to forget that means they, and at that point in time, everyone in their house must restrict their movements while they're waiting for that test. So they mustn't go to work or school or crash. They must not go to that communion or birthday party that was planned. Because what we're finding is we're ringing people back with a positive and then suddenly there's a panic because they're, oh my God, sorry, we didn't actually, we kept going out. We sent the kids to school. This is what's actually happening out there on the ground.
So people aren't understanding the message. And do you feel then that as a GP,
symptoms,
do you feel then, sorry, Dr. O'Connor,
growing this virus, and that's when you could spread it unknowingly. So that's something that's really important. If your doctor has said that you need to go for a test, then you and everyone in your household is restricted. The other thing that we're finding is that if people are identified or think that they may be a close contact, so in this instance, there has been a positive case, or you've been told by public health that you are a contact of a positive case, but you feel fine, you feel perfectly well, you are restricted for the next 14 days, irrespective of whether you get a negative test or not. As there is, the numbers have gone up, so there is a bit of a delay from the time that you're told that you're a close contact, either because public health rang you or because you got a ping on your app to tell you that you were. There is a little bit of a delay because the doctors are under pressure to get to everybody. But the advice is you must restrict your movements for 14 days. And it doesn't matter if it's 5 or 6 days before you get your first test, you must not go out.
Okay.
And that's something we really need people to understand because they're not quite picking up that message. And I think what they're doing is they're mixing it up with the situation where if they develop symptoms and I send them for a test and that test is negative, then after 48 hours after the symptoms resolve, they can go back to work. So it is a slightly complex message and it's easy for people to get mixed up, but it's an important one for people to understand.
Okay, from Cork then we'll go to Kildare because Catherine Murphy is the local TD for Kildare North, also Social Democrat co-leader. Catherine Murphy, Kildare has had its own experience of a lockdown. How are constituents feeling this weekend? And do you think that they're getting the message like what Dr. O'Connor was talking about there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, first of all, I think that there is a very different profile in Kildare of what was in August. In August, most of the cases were around the meat plants and big outbreaks there. And the location of where the virus is in Kildare at the moment is different. It's more in the north of the county and more concentrated around one of the towns. And I've noticed people really, listening to the advice, and I think people are, where they're getting the information that is usable information, like, there's a real problem in this particular town, you are seeing people adjusting their behaviour to those circumstances. And I think that providing that information on a weekly basis is very useful. Where the cases have increased in Kildare in September, what has happened has been that the outbreak in one particular town really was centred around a school, and obviously the principal and the HSE had to, you know, to handle that, and are handling it well.
And just to go back then to what happened previously, because it was the problem in meat plants across the county, do you think that sufficient work has been done in relation to testing and tracing when it comes to meat plant workers in the county?
Yeah, there was a really, like, in the last couple of weeks, we were told that there was going to be a postponement in testing of the meat plants because of a capacity issue. That's the kind of thing that causes great concern, because, I mean, where people can personally take responsibility themselves and they can adjust their behaviour, you can do nothing where, you know, where the agents of the state or the state agencies can't fulfil a particular piece of work that really exposes the community in a way that Kildare was exposed in the past, where there were big outbreaks and they kind of came out of nowhere.
Okay.
So it's really important that if people are taking personal responsibility, that the HSE and others are doing their piece of work as well, because the general public can't do anything about that.
Okay, Catherine Murphy, Social Democrat co-leader and TD for Kildare North, thank you very much for joining us. You also heard there from a GP in Cork, Dr. Nuala O'Connor, and Stuart Carolan in Louth, who runs the Morning Star pub.